how difficult is it to tame or reduce costs for small and medium enterprises?
It's not particularly complicated in any way, even though a good entrepreneur should really master the basic principles. One should certainly know more about costs.
Well, please continue. As they say, I'm all ears.
You can't just force direct, indirect, and investment costs down by always buying the cheapest items. We must consider the broader context so that we get the biggest bang for our buck. That's why there are three approaches to managing costs or making sound purchase decisions.
What is the first approach called?
Purchase method management. Simply put, we seek out a product or service on the market using various purchase methods.
What kind of methods?
We announce a tender. We go to an internet auction. We collect our own information available on the internet, for example, or we trust the recommendation of a friend.
Could you give us a simple example?
Let's say you need to buy a refrigerator for your wine bar. Which method would you choose?
Well, I think I would look online based on price, delivery terms, how fast I can get it, and maybe some extra things like if they'll deliver it for free, if I get a longer warranty, what kind of brand it is, whether I've already had a refrigerator like that and was satisfied with it.
Exactly. If you're going to buy a refrigerator, then the personal selection method would be fine. But if you need to furnish an entire wine bar, you'd be better off announcing a tender and taking bids from everyone who is able to completely furnish and equip such an establishment. And then you select the bid which best suits you.
So what's the second approach to purchasing?
Managing quality and technical parameters. That means finding the best and most suitable technical parameters for us in the product or service.
Can you explain that some more?
Let's continue with the refrigerator. Managing quality and technical parameters means that before we go out to a store or turn on the computer and look online, we sit down and write out the parameters of the product which we need.
You mean what the refrigerator should be able to do?
Yes. It should have a separate freezer, certainly two compressors. Would you like it to have a...